Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is our guest for another 5 minutes, and then Jesse Ventura is joining us. Looks like they're trying to deep six his TV show. Well, it doesn't look like it. It's happening. That's coming up with Jesse Ventura. He'll be with us two segments, then your calls and news. But inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist, and the police, they know there's this giant 5-inch thick folder. And again, we're going to pull all these articles back out. Paul's got this article, but the cover-up is the evidence, folks. And they're like, oh, we don't want that in the trial, and don't let the defense have that. Because defense, which is putting on a pretty sorry defense, in my opinion, from what I've been watching of this. And plus, Holmes looks so drugged out then. Once they get him into court, he's bouncing up and down, saying all these things inmates have been saying, multiple inmates. Then he shows up in court. He looks totally drugged out, just like McVeigh. Paul Watson, why would they want to block this giant psychiatrist file on this guy? This lady who headed up the entire psychiatric program for the entire Air Force operation in San Antonio, she's sent out there and starts working closely with this guy who's also in a DARPA mind control program. This is all on record. I mean, they're hiding this in plain view, Paul.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, it could uncover the MK Ultra of the 21st century. They obviously don't want that to go public. Don't forget also that Holmes was obsessed with mind control. He designed this computer program that was designed to alter mental states using the flicker rates of television and computer screens. So he was into it just as Jared Lee Loeffner was into it. Of course, the guy who tried to assassinate Giffords in Arizona. But these two programs I mentioned, they set out, this Discovery and Channel 4 program, they set out to disprove the conspiracy theory that Sirhan could have been a mind-controlled assassin. And they ended up proving it, because in both cases, they proved that you can brainwash somebody to kill somebody. And of course, Sirhan's ridiculous, the amount of evidence. Eyewitnesses saying that there were two shooters. They had people on the scene who were holding Sirhan's hand as he was firing the gun, said his bullets did not hit Kennedy, but that the bullets came from the right, from somebody else. That was later covered up, multiple eyewitnesses again. And of course, then you've got Sirhan, the drugged up patsy, can't remember any of the incident, describes it as like being in a shooting range, exactly like Holmes, exactly like these participants in these scientific documentaries. So in every case, they describe the same sensations, the same feelings. And then you've got this guy with him in prison saying, yeah, he told me he was brainwashed by an evil psychotherapist to carry out this massacre.
And then it turns out he's under a top psych.
The guy had no contact with him.
And then it turns out he's under a top psych warfare expert. And there is this 5-inch folder where reportedly he was planning all this. But the police don't want that in the trial. They want that blocked and say that's his private files, which we know aren't private once murders have been committed. And you've got it for the whole anti-gun agenda. I mean, this is incredibly obvious, Paul.
Well, and you mentioned why would they want to cover it up now? Victor Marchetti, who was a former CIA agent, 14-year veteran, has gone on record and says that MKUltra was never abandoned, that it continues to this day. So if they've got a reason to cover up, there's no bigger reason than that.
Any other points?
Just with the gun control, you know, record Black Friday gun sales. Obama talked about an assault weapons ban during the debates. That was one of the weapons that Holmes used. So if they do want to take a bite out of the Second Amendment, which everyone thinks they will, we got the UN arms treaty as well, and that's one of the examples they will bring to the table in attempting to get that gun grab through.
Well, the biggest piece of evidence is covering up the folder, and now the police are in the news, in the Denver papers, they're linked in Paul's article saying, no one had access to Holmes. We've literally got hundreds of articles where the inmates were all interviewed, press conferences, the police going, yeah, he's annoying the people in the jail cells next to him, yelling and screaming for hours. Now there, no one talked to him. No one talked to him. And then he's got a Pentagon mind control doctor over him, and he's got a DARPA program, 30-something thousand a year, he was getting to carry out mind control studies himself. That's where they recruit and grab these people. Paul, continue reporting at InfoWars.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, every week until the series is over, and that's in about 3-4 weeks, Governor Jesse Ventura is giving us 30 minutes to talk about the TV show, but he's in a very good mood today because they're deposing Kyle, the Navy SEAL, the fellow Navy SEAL that said those things about Jesse that Jesse says are completely untrue. And, well, the guy has no witnesses, it turns out, and they're deposing him right now. But we'll see how much Jesse can tell us just as an update on that. Because, folks, if they can destroy Jesse Ventura and say he loves Navy SEALs dying, which we know is asinine, they can come out and say that Alex Jones says he likes to murder children. You know, somebody else could say that and destroy my character. So, I really look forward to justice being served. But that's not why he joins us today. We have discovered that the show Conspiracy Theory, for those that don't know, just to give you some background, going back 2.5 years ago, first aired on, Wednesdays, got highest ratings ever for a new show, was the number 2 show on True TV, huge hit, and then they moved the next series to Friday night, The Dead Zone, still got great ratings. Then they wouldn't re-air the FEMA special and got all sorts of Homeland Security threats. That's been national news. Erased it off people's TiVos, unprecedented, off their DVRs. Then they shot last year, because I was part of some of the episodes, shot it, held it for 11 months, re-edited it, took it away, re-edited it, didn't show Ventura shooting the gun and all this really cool stuff. I mean, I could tell, well, side issue. The point is, that they took the show away, but still very powerful. One guy they interviewed about directed energy weapons dies a day and a half after Ventura talks to him. I mean, incredible stuff. Now they're not airing the TSA 8th episode. Now that's been axed. Now they move it from 9 to 10, then they move it to Monday night, and now they won't say where it's going to air. So it's kind of a treasure hunt here, and I'm going to stop ranting here. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, joins us here. Sir, wow, what is going on with the TV show?
Boy, Alex, I can't say it any better than what you just said right there. I don't know. We had a Wednesday slot at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and then after 1 week, they moved it to 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern. And this Monday, I happened to be watching Monday Night Football, and I kind of hit the guide thing, and I saw True TV, 10 p.m. Conspiracy Theory. And I assumed that they were showing reruns, because I know on Thanksgiving morning, they showed some reruns of Conspiracy Theory when I was getting ready to go to my in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner. I had it on and watched a couple shows from a couple years ago. And The Manchurian Candidate was one of the shows that we did a couple years ago. And so Monday, I'm channel surfing during Monday Night Football, and I see Conspiracy Theory, True TV. I assumed it was reruns. Well, it was not. It was the Ozark episode, the one where we discover this underground city down in the Ozarks, and that this town is being infiltrated with massive amount of banks. They now have one bank for every, I think, 52 people that live in the town. I mean, it's just bizarre.
It's usually one for every...
One bank in the whole town.
Yeah.
It aired Monday night, and now tonight I see they got Pawn Shop on or whatever it is all night long. So I have no idea when the show is going to air from week to week, and it's clear that they're doing everything they can to make the show a failure so that they don't have to renew it.
Undoubtedly, that is what is going on. They're scared of it. It's having an effect. They waited till the day after the election to air the first episode of the new season. It got really good ratings. So they move it. It gets good ratings again. You can go look them up online. So they move it again. I mean, this is incredible, Governor.
I've never seen anything like it in the entertainment industry. You know, I've never seen... Oh, yeah, no, I will say, one time I saw something like it when they hired me at MSNBC. And at the time, Phil Donahue was on with his short-lived show. He had the highest ratings on MSNBC, and they dropped him, and they wouldn't put me on the air because both of us were opposed to the Iraq War. And so they didn't want anyone out there with any opposition to the Iraq War. And speaking of that, Alex, I'd like to make this point for a moment. You know, they're calling for an investigation of this stuff in Libya, right? The Republicans are yelling and screaming. They want a full investigation of what happened at the Libyan embassy and that people aren't telling the truth, correct?
Yes.
How come these same elected officials were not calling for a complete investigation on the Trump up to the Iraq war?
The WMDs.
Where they totally lied to us about the WMDs. They totally lied to us. Iraq had virtually no ties to Al-Qaeda, which they told us that they did. And all of this hogwash, you didn't hear one of these elected officials out in Washington demanding an investigation. Thank goodness there was a black woman congressman, I caught her yesterday, who brought that very point up. She said, where were all these people when we got trumped into the Iraq war? Where was their call for an investigation when Colin Powell went in front of the UN and completely lied? It was not by his choice. He had the firing points that the Bush administration gave him. But he still went out there and told these bogus lies about curveball and all that stuff. This it was all based upon an informant that Germany had, which Germany had already discarded him as no credibility. And that's what we ended up basing the entire Iraq war on. Where were these elected spineless pukes who now want an investigation of Libya, but you won't see them touch an investigation of why we went into Iraq?
I agree with you. I want to cover some other issues with you, especially on the Manchurian Candidate, since you mentioned that in a moment, because that's actually in the news today, even in mainstream Denver papers concerning the Batman shooting. But before we go there, back to the TV show. I understand they spend millions of dollars making these, so they want to air them. But then if they don't, harem. It also becomes another issue that they're censoring. I know the head of True TV promised you 3 years ago that you wouldn't be censored. I thought it was unprecedented. We had a private bet against the other producers, you and I and others, that it wouldn't air. I agreed with you that it would never air. It was so hardcore. But then the second season, they did censor some shows. Now they've nixed the TSA show about cancer. And now they're just hiding the show. I mean, are you going to talk to them or try to find out what's going on, or will they not talk to you?
No, I have nothing more. You know, they still haven't even paid me yet. They still owe me a paycheck.
Wow.
And I mean, this has been over a year since we completed the shows, and I'm battling with them now to give me my contract states that I get my last check upon completion of all editing and when the show is ready to go on the air. Well, excuse me, Alex, 3 shows have aired, and I still haven't seen my last paycheck yet.
So I think it's clear to say you're not too happy with Time Warner.
Well, I don't know, you know, if it's the parent company or True TV or who's doing it. I mean, I'm sure I'll get paid. I got great lawyers, and it's a pretty ironclad contract. But I just find it very disrespectful that everybody else on the show has been paid off, but the star of the show remains.
You know, that's what I've
still remaining to get.
That's what I've noticed. It's weird that just in general life, as you get more famous, people treat you, in many cases, worse, like they think you deserve to be treated bad or something. It's bizarre. And then all these losers wonder why they're not successful, because they don't even know how to treat people with respect.
Yeah, well, I find this very disrespectful that everyone on the show has been paid. My son's been paid. Sean Stone's been paid. Everybody, and they've been paid months ago. And yet I sit here now, and the third show has already aired. Next week will be the fourth show, and I still won't have gotten my last check.
Amazing. It's obviously re-airing. Now, that's the real proof in the pudding if they're not re-airing it. Guys, check the True TV schedule to see when the Ozarks conspiracy is re-airing. Just go to the conspiracy theory site. Just type in conspiracy theory and it comes up. And we'll find out when that's airing. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But talk about the Ozarks conspiracy, because that was one of the shows I was most excited about. They're building giant underground bunkers, you know, 50,000 square
feet. This guy that's got the surveillance, the satellite surveillance, is building this house. It's supposedly a single-family dwelling, so he didn't have to pull any permits or anything. I mean, if you added a bathroom to your house, you'd have to go get permits from the city. You know, if you built an addition onto your house.
And tell them how big it is.
This guy built a house, I think it's 72 or 74,000 square feet. And they're calling it a single-family dwelling.
And it's got giant, thick, armored concrete walls. Look, and the guy's formerly with the NSA. That's why they don't want that show being seen. Listen, I've discovered an NSA base in my neighborhood. Talk to the Homeowners Association. I'm not in the Homeowners Association, but talk to one down the street. And they go, yeah, no, it's national security. They're in a group of houses as a cover. And I've yet to go over there, but that's what they do, Jesse.
Well, it might be, like I said, and this thing's built on top of a hill, and there's tremendous amount of caves down there in the Ozarks. In the show, we actually infiltrate and drive for literally city blocks under the ground. And, I mean, they had tennis courts, they had everything there, and then they did editing where the final edit, they didn't show the tennis courts. I found that interesting that they really cut away from showing a great deal of what we saw underground in this underground city. They kind of slid over the top on it with their final editing. They showed us more in the car driving around in the underground city than they actually showed in the city itself.
Now, I can see that because I saw the footage of you, firing the machine guns in the David Icke episode, and I mean, it looked, this is the most awesome footage ever. And I mean, I just know how TV works, and I can see what's going on, and I'm not pleased by what Time Warner's up to. I mean, obviously there's some shenanigans going on.
Well, look at it this way. We still managed to get them on.
No, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no matter what, how they edit them and how they're trying to destroy the ratings and putting them on all different nights so nobody knows when they're actually going to air, it's still remarkable that they got on, and I'm proud that I won that Stony Award, the Lifetime Achievement Award. They gave it to me. They said, conspiracy theory, just managing to get this on the air. deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's right. That's right. In fact, congratulations, Governor Ventura. I feel good just being involved in it. And the whole crew, the production crew, were awesome folks. Everybody involved there. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura and more.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Okay, final segment with Jesse Ventura. I've gone to TrueTV.com, and in the last two seasons, when they air these like 50 times over the next year, and generally they aired about 10 times that week in all these different slots because it's a new hot show. Everybody knows that about cable. With shows on True TV, History, Discovery, you name it. I mean, I was just on a Discovery show dealing with secrets of secret societies, and they've aired it like 15 times in a month. And I haven't watched it yet. It's funny, I watch conspiracy theory, but not shows I'm on. Well, I guess I'm on conspiracy theory, too. The point is, they're definitely deep-sixing it. And I think, you know, it's a free country. Plus, I don't like going and working and not having something getting seen. I think this is probably maybe the best season, despite all the stuff they've done to it. Jesse was just agreeing with me during the break. I want him to say that in his own words. But I'm pretty angry. I mean, I don't like doing stuff and it not getting on air. That's why I've turned down at least five, with the contracts, reality TV shows. Because I'm not going to go shoot stuff like I've done in the past and have it not air. Jesse, I mean, does it make you angry?
Oh, it's frustrating because, you know, we work real hard on the show. The cast and the crew are very committed. A. Smith is a tremendous production company out in L.A., and I have no complaints on that end. We've put together marvelous shows and have fought them on the editing and reached compromises to where the shows achieve what they want and what we want. It's just very frustrating when you work that hard and to have your top network actually out to try to make you fail.
So they can say you failed. Well, it's more they're scared of what's in these. And coming up next week, who knows? They say they're airing the Skinwalker episode. Jesse, any other points you want to make on the TV show?
No, just that I hope people enjoy them. They're certainly entertaining. I'm very proud of what we've done. And in doing this show, we've done 24 of them now. I'll say this about it. I've met some of the most interesting, strange people in the world. And really, that's what life's all about, isn't it? Going out there and getting life experiences. And I got to tell you, doing three seasons of Conspiracy Theory has really added, if you can, to my life experiences.
Oh, I've had an amazing time. Just the shows, three or four each season that I've been able to be involved with. Why do you think the FEMA camp show scared them so bad? Because you had former FBI agents admitting plans to round us up?
Well, because obviously they don't want us to know. And if you tie that into the show that we showed that showed Monday on the Ozarks, it appears that the elites are going to all go underground while the big Armageddon happens up above. And and who goes into these FEMA camps? Obviously, they don't want people to realize that these camps are out there and that they're waiting for us, that they whoever's going to end up in them. And who will that be? Dissenters like me and Alex Jones? I don't know. But obviously, they've got somebody in mind that's going to occupy these places, or why would they be building six of them throughout the country?
Well, the power structure's scared of you. That's why they waited until you went into Mexico to announce that you were dancing around saying you were glad Navy SEALs were dead. When you'd been on my show saying you hate the wars because it kills people, you were there to speak at a commencement. You were there to support people. It's asinine you would do something like that. I know you too well for 7 years now. Briefly, things are going well, if there's any justice at least, in your lawsuit to get your name back.
Well, we'll see what happens. Like I said, we're deposing him today, and I'm as far as I'm concerned, we're heading to trial because I'm not going to settle because I want my name restored to me, and I wanted a jury to come down with the preponderance of evidence stating that the event never happened and that this guy lied top to bottom. You know, that that whole chapter in his book is a complete lie. So naturally, I would question everything else in his book because if that's a lie, what else is a lie?
Well, it's just ridiculous that you would say something like that. And I know it hurts you when I called you in Mexico and gave you the news.
It hurt me. I'll tell you, I am so loyal to the teams, the underwater demolition SEAL teams, that in my deposition, I told them, I said, other than killing my wife and children, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
No, I never heard you like it. I mean, you didn't start crying, but I could tell it was you had to sit down. Did you have to sit down when I told you that?
No, but it gutted me because I feel betrayed. I feel, and like I've said, Alex, I don't think I can go to a reunion again because I'd be looking over my shoulder. That was the one place I could go to, no matter what I did, where I always felt safe. I always felt I'd never get stabbed in the back. Now it simply isn't true. I don't trust the young guys out there now. Who will be the next to throw me under the bus for their convenience and so they can make money?
When people try to steal your honor, it dishonors them. It's just so pitiful.
Yeah, it really, truly is. And that's why I'm going to go to court on this thing. I won't say there won't be a settlement, but in order for a settlement to take place, he's going to have to come out and openly admit that that chapter in his book was fabricated.
Jesse, I know you've got to go, but I'm going to twist your arm here. I've got one more question on the other side with Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Minutes with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. By the way, we carry his last 4 books. They're all excellent. I know everybody knows the Republicans and Democrats are part of the same club at the top. His new book exposes that, but it's a great gift to give your friends and family that don't know. And his new book on that subject is available. I love his document on the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read because it's a quick page turner, but fill the documents and photos. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted together or separately, or call 888-253-3139. A lot of work went into this, and I was talking to the gov during the break, and I said, hey, do you want to give the number out or the email? Well, I mean, in your own words, do you think people should contact True TV and try to make sure that they don't deep six this season?
Well, you know, if people are outraged like I am that they haven't given us one specific time that you can look forward to every week, I mean, how do they expect a TV show to be successful when it's on Wednesday at two different times, and then they switch it over to Monday and there's no advertising, they don't tell anybody? So it's clear. And if people want to call them, I'd love it. I'd love for people to call up True TV and Time Warner and express their dissatisfaction with how they're trying to deep six conspiracy theory, and that obviously they don't want the show to be successful.
Well, Shed, and there's a toll number and a toll-free number. We'll give them both out. It's 212-484-8000, 212-484-8000. They erase the shows off DVRs. They don't air shows. Ask them, where's the TSA special about the cancer? Chertoff gets interviewed and gets destroyed. Just like that congressman got exposed about the FEMA camps, trying to say they didn't exist, and he was shown the bill that he co-supported. And then I do remember that bill. I mean, Jesse, you absolutely annihilated that guy. And Ron Paul, in his farewell address 2 weeks ago, said, we have more and more a state-run media. And what's happened to you, Governor, is proving it.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely that our media today, for the most part, is corporate-run by the corporate powers and the power entities of the world. And unfortunately, that's where probably 90% of Americans get their facts from today. And until they break free from corporate media and start looking in other places to learn the truth, I'm afraid we're going to head down a bad road here.
I agree with you. Let me give that number out again. It's 212-484-8000. And here's the toll-free number. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, it's 800-268-7856, 800-268-7856. And look, if you are a cable subscriber or a Dish Network or DirecTV, call up and say, hey, you know what? This is one of my favorite shows. It's got top ratings. We want to see the TSA show. And we want to see the FEMA camp show re-air from last year. And we want to see these not hidden and moved around like it's an Easter egg hunt. Why are you doing this? Governor, in closing here, we were talking about being honorable during the break. And I was saying, you know, that I would never betray you or any of my friends. And you were saying, well, that's all anybody's got is their honor. And you know, it's so sad that you're saying you don't feel safe now even going to a Navy SEAL reunion that somebody else could just make something up about you. But that's the new modern thing where you just make something up. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have stopped a corporation and a law firm from suing people who lied about them just to get at me because I'm just too busy fighting the globalist that I've just accepted people are going to lie and try to destroy my character. They're just so dumb, they then attack other people, and they have no idea that I'm sitting there holding back lawsuits against them. And I don't think
it's interesting, Alex, because I do a lot of reading, and I read a thing recently in a book where they said that the government will destroy their character before they assassinate you. Your character will get assassinated first, and then your physical body will be assassinated second.
That's where I was going. It's incredible. We're on the same page. I didn't know exactly. That's why this is dangerous, is that when they really intensify this stuff, that's when they're getting ready to kill you. And I hope they don't kill you. I hope they don't kill me.
Oh, well, if they do, we'll go down in a blaze of glory.
Well, now you said you...
like I've always said to you, Alex, if I turn up dead... Don't believe the official story, because people out there need to understand when the government comes out with an official story, it's generally to protect officials.
Well, that's what I said. When they come out instantly with something like 25 minutes after Breitbart had gone to the hospital and said, oh, it's normal, it's official, it's nothing. When they come out and say, oh, well, we got Lee Harvey Oswald before he's even been arrested, that's when you know. And here's my final point on that. I know you did a mind control episode. You've done a lot of research on it. It's in the Denver papers, Westworld and others, that the inmate and other inmates are saying similar things, that James Holmes, the Batman shooter, said he was under mind control. Let me just fill you in on this, Governor, if you don't know. The top Pentagon, I mean, she was the head of the Air Force program in San Antonio. She was sent out there, and the police said, oh, we don't want the 5-inch file she had with him, where reportedly the defense wanted it, talking about how he was planning all this. They said, we don't want that. The prosecution doesn't want that. They tried to suppress it. and they have suppressed it. Now the police say no inmates were around him, but it was on the news that for days he was yelling and screaming and that the inmates were complaining. Holmes reportedly told inmates he was under mind control and was programmed, and it turns out he was in a DARPA program for brain interface to hypnotize people. This is all confirmed. I mean, this fits the Sirhan model, but with a high-tech overlay. There's a briefing, Gov. What is your take on this?
Well, again, you know, I question all the assassinations that have happened in this country, because take a look at who gets killed. People who die violently are the people who stand for peace. John Lennon, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you go right down the line. People that were standing up for peace always end up dying violently, and every time they die, it's a lone nut assassin. Anybody that buys into that hogwash is naive, and they deserve what they get.
I agree. I've talked off record to some of the people in and around. I'm not even going to get into it. In fact, I'm sworn to confidence. I can't even say whether. But one of those assassinations you mentioned and the stuff they told me, this is a very well-known person. I said, you got to come on air. And they said, look, you just get threatened. I've lost family. I know how real this is. And so I'm like, OK. But I mean, it's, and I know they're probably listening right now. It's just. Like you said, 3 years of conspiracy theory and what you did before that as a governor and all the rest of it has shown you the real world out there. What do you want to say to folks in closing who are naive and haven't seen the things you or I have seen?
Well, I just want to tell them again, open up your minds and open up your hearts and understand that government is run by people and people can be evil. They need to take government off this pedestal that they won't lie to us, they won't deceive us, because yes, they will. They do it all the time, and people need to wake up to that fact. And the sooner that they wake up to that fact, the better off we're all going to be.
Well, we appreciate your courage with the show. I know there's some behind-the-scenes things happen with the FEMA episode, but we're not supposed to get into that. And just thank you, Governor, for all you've done. And we'll talk to you again for another update next Monday, if that's actually when they're airing the next episode. Thank you so much.
Okay, Alex, look forward to it. We'll talk Monday if we're on the air that day. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, there goes Governor Jesse Ventura. He'll be on for 30 minutes, went a little bit longer this week. Next Monday. Just a great guy behind the scenes. So real. I mean, just, I've gotten to really know him well, that he is real. And just wants to go off and be reclusive and play golf. I don't blame him, but he wants to ride off into the sunset, but he doesn't like the corruption that's taking place either. And again, I don't agree with some of the things Ventura, you know, I've told him this to his face. And he is same here. You know, he doesn't agree with some of the things I believe. But he's real. I mean, I just want real people. Can't you just be real? And that's what I'm looking for, is something that's bona fide. And the system knows you're looking for that, too. That's why they spend all day trying to pull down InfoWars.com and Alex Jones and trying to make stuff up and trying to conflate things or exaggerate things. Anybody attacking InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it doesn't hurt me when folks lie about us or make things up or twist things. It doesn't hurt me in the way that the government operatives, provocateurs, and their camp followers think it does. It hurts me for them, because it really is saddening to realize how many people are just so nasty nowadays. And you know why things have gotten so nasty? Because people haven't lived in reality so long. They just don't have empathy for others. I mean, if I'm going to say something bad about somebody, I'm going to do some research about it, and I'm going to mean it. And then it's personal. You know, it's like emails. People will send the most horrible things in emails that in person they'd never say to somebody. See, whereas I wouldn't send something mean in an email, I'd say it personally. Like if I really don't like somebody, I'll go find them. And I'll grab them by the arm and tell them what I think. And I just... The dishonorableness of people nowadays, the shallowness, it's nightmarish to think that people are like that, because I'm not up on some high horse, folks. I mean, I will catch myself thinking bad things or even doing bad things before I've caught myself out of aggression or out of anger or out of hatred. But I'm more and more, and I'm not talking about myself all day. I'm trying to get you to think about yourself by, you know, illustrating the point that I've got in my life. But talking to Ventura off air, you know, he isn't even mad at Kyle, the Navy SEAL, who said those things that are untrue about him. He is more saddened and just completely freaked out that somebody would dishonor themselves like that. And something that, you know, Jesse, you know, says that he's so proud of, the underwater demolition teams, you know, that became the SEALs, that is something that's such a part of his life. And to see someone dishonor that whole thing by that, to be a mercenary within that structure. But we can't let evil get us down. You know, we cannot do it. And we have to understand that so many people in this sick, narcissistic society do not feel fulfilled by a sunset or by a good meal or by seeing an old friend or by having a good laugh or a glass of wine or whatever the case is. They are not fulfilled by just good human things. Normal, wholesome, good things. They are so fixated on television and the psych warfare and all those horrible messages that people see celebrities and they hate them. And then celebrities in tune hate you and then want to be reclusive. And again, I talk about this because it's the nature of man. It's the nature of our society. Now, I've discovered things in my 17 years on air that separately reading psychological warfare manuals and psychology manuals and, you know, Edward Bernays is a good place to start. He wrote Propaganda. But, I mean, I've read literally probably 50 or more books on the subject to read books and to have experienced what these people are talking about in my own life and to know it's truth. But they're writing these books from a perspective for technicians in government and corporations to control people. Instead, I'm trying to bring you these things I've discovered. It's like discovering a restaurant in town. Doesn't mean you discovered it, you know, something that was self-evident. I'm like pointing out something self-evident. Like, don't step in that pothole. You know, you'll break your ankle. I'm not saying I invented this. I discovered it. It's all there. It's all self-evident. And to know that the establishment is aware of what they're doing, and they're doing it, and it's ugly. It's making people more ugly so no one can stand together, destroying the family so that there's no one to stand against the global social engineers, destroying our health so they can control us, destroying our fertility. They are waging war against everything good. And they've got programmed masses of people now that are artificially like the globalist. They just don't have the higher knowledge of why they're doing it, who revel in seeing other people fall. I mean, number one, I'll tell you, just 7-8 years ago, I would get a call from some big rock star or some big movie star or some famous person, and they'd say, hey, I want to fly you out here. I want to meet with you. And really, famous people, they understand that's all there is interesting personalities. The only good thing about real celebrity is that you get to meet other really interesting people. Because even though celebrity can be plastic and fake, a lot of people became famous because there's something interesting about them. They've got that spark. And in person, it's much stronger. So it is interesting. And it's alluring. And, you know, there's always beautiful women surrounding it and beautiful places. And but I just want people out there that have never become famous, that have never been at A-list parties, who've never been around that stuff. You're not really missing anything. You can be fulfilled going fishing. You can be fulfilled going and having a bonfire. You can go and be fulfilled helping poor people. You can go. That's what's fulfilling. I want you to know that the globalists want you to think there's this grass is greener on the other side of the mountain and that you aren't fulfilled because you're not a star and everybody wants to be a star. I didn't get involved in what I'm doing to be a star. That's why I've been successful, I've now discovered, because I really didn't want to lose my guns. I really didn't want to lose my private property. I really didn't want to be under collectivists. I really understood big government's dangerous. I really wanted to fight tyranny. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I like being free. I mean, any dog you come in its house and start trying to beat up its owner, it's going to bite you. I don't care if it's a Chihuahua. My Labrador Retriever, you know, is sweeter than you name it. But I've seen a few people bow up or act weird around my kids, and that dog all of a sudden starts growling and getting ready to bite somebody. And, you know, I went to Buddy's house one time and slapped him on the back, was wearing shorts, and his Chihuahua went up and bam, bit right into my leg. And, I mean, I bled something fierce. And it ran up under the table and was, you know, snarling at me. And then he's like, wow, that dog never does that, but you patted me on the back too hard. You know, it heard the... You know, the point is, just get your normal instincts back. You're being overrun and overtaken. Stop. I mean, so many women I know, the most beautiful, think they're ugly because, you know, Vogue magazine told them they were. Men think they're not manly if they don't know every sports statistic. Stop it, folks. Number one, become fulfilled. The universe is all around you. Wonderment's all around you. And to all the people that are so jealous of Alex Jones and who spend all their time lying about us and attacking us and doing all that, you're not fulfilled. You're not successful with the things you do because you spend all your time attacking other people. An example, one fellow we tried to help out has been, you know, attacking and twisting and doing all this stuff. And it doesn't hurt me in a sick way. I know it actually helps us get more listeners and viewers when people do stuff like that. God works in mysterious ways, but then I see him do something legitimate and it's very popular and successful. And you have this wish, man, I wish people would go out and be real and successful and be the humans they could be. Because let me tell you, the globalists are putting cancer viruses in vaccines, folks, for little kids. And shame on people that spend their time infighting and making stuff up while kids are being killed.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, we are going to open the phones up in the next hour and intersperse stacks of key news. Aaron Dykes just ran into me and said, you haven't refreshed InfoWars in the last 20 minutes, have you? And I said, no. And he said, should this not be a red link at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? And I said, yes, it should. And then I read the statement by the TSA, and during the break, I went and followed the link. It is confirmed. And I feel like we should have a drum roll or something. At a certain level, I actually help the New World Order when I just calmly report off-the-chart news like it's no big deal. And I've told my crew this. I'm like, when something is sensational, it's sensational. The media makes things sensational that aren't sensational. Isn't it terrible women can't be in frontline combat? Yeah, because you can't carry a 100-pound pack 40 miles. Isn't it terrible you don't have that civil right to be in frontline combat and not take a bath for a week? But no culture's ever done it. Meanwhile, we have foreign banks stealing trillions, putting us in debt. Isn't that a civil rights violation? Isn't that abuse? Isn't that slavery? See, they define things. Meanwhile, sensational stuff's going on. Sensational. And now it's red linked. Steve Watson article, unbelievable, up at InfoWars.com. Because you know why it's unbelievable? It fits into everything else. And what is it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Pentagon under Obama saying NATO and the UN gives them orders to go to war. Congress is not involved. It's not just Obama saying he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval or take guns without a law. That's what they call dictatorship of the bureaucracy. The TSA is telling Congress they will not follow subpoenas and that they are not under congressional oversight when Congress created the TSA in 2001, October. And I guess they think Congress will probably sit there and go along with it because Congress wanted it. Because the foreign banks that took over want us trained that we're prisoners and that we're going to have hands put on us. This is all prisoner induction perp training. This is the biggest TSA news I've ever seen. Look at this. TSA claims it is above congressional oversight. Agency head refuses to appear at transportation hearing. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole. Ladies and gentlemen, they arrest in the past members of the judiciary and members of the executive that don't show up to these. I mean, this is unbelievable. Karl Rove had to run out of the U.S. to avoid one of these. Said he was on a month-long business trip. Remember that 5 years ago? They just now say, hey, we ain't coming. Remember the attorney general wasn't going to come and then they were going to put him in contempt, so he did? Now the TSA is telling, you know what, Congress is going to get down and lick their boots probably. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole personally refusing to appear and declaring that congressional committee has no jurisdiction over the TSA. That is a quote. Man, that is dictatorship. This government is officially illegitimate. Whoa. And you know he's been told that by Obama and by Big Sis. Man, they are going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize how much trouble we're in? And the NRA says he's going to come after the guns outside of a law. He's just going to say you're going to turn your semi-autos in. Hey, I ain't turning them in, you criminal scum. And you're not my government. I mean, do people understand this? This is not hyperbole. This is a lawless group of criminals. Congress needs to arrest them all and impeach Obama right now. I'm sick of it. They are, folks, if we put up with this, we'll put up with anything. We're going under dictatorship. The presidency's run by a bunch of foreign banks. And I want my country back right now. I want these tyrants out of here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.